Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Back to business.
I'm excited about it.
We are thrilled.
Order to halt immigration.
President Trump tweeted this surprise announcement.
Oil below zero.
It'll be a long slog back to higher prices.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Even though there are warnings it may be happening too soon, some states are taking action to partially reopen. It comes with the economy on the ropes as doctors and nurses fight on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Retail stores reopened yesterday in South Carolina. So did parks in Texas. Here's CBS's David Begnaud.
In Indiana, elective medical procedures will resume immediately. In the state of Georgia, which has more than 19,000 coronavirus cases, businesses like fitness centers and hair salons can start opening this Friday. Next week, it'll be dine-in restaurants and movie theaters.
We will get Georgians back to work safely without undermining the progress that we all have made.
Despite what the governor is saying, the mayor of Atlanta is imploring people to stay at home.
Our numbers are going up, and I am concerned as a mother and as the mayor of our capital city.
I would like to get out and live a normal life.
Clay Bentley of Rome, Georgia, who recovered from COVID-19, supports Governor Brian Kemp in starting to return things to normal.
We have to adapt. We can't just hide in a hole. It's time to get back out in the world.
There's a new study involving antibodies, which suggests the virus may have been far more widespread in the nation's most populated county. California researchers say adult COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles County could have been as high as 442,000 back in early April. That would be up to 55 times higher than the confirmed cases at that time.
That is a crazy number. So what it implies is we're not doing enough testing.
CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus.
Every location needs to have data like this. And this is one of the underpinnings of making a decision. If you're a governor, do we let people out of the stay-at-home rules?
Boeing is putting 27,000 people back to work this week, building passenger jets in the Seattle area. North Dakota's largest manufacturer, a farm equipment maker, has reopened its three factories for 2,200 workers. In a tweet, President Trump cited the virus and the need to protect jobs as he plans to temporarily suspend immigration into the U.S. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
CBS News has learned that the administration has been working on executive action for several weeks. Sources say it won't be a blanket ban and will have some exceptions and nuances, all designed to avoid nationwide injunctions in the court system. Now, travel and immigration have already been restricted due to the coronavirus. On March 20th, the administration effectively halted new visa applications. And President Trump has repeatedly praised his decision to ban travel from China and Europe, and both the northern and southern border have been closed to all non-essential travel. Several big questions are still looming this morning, like how is this going to impact green card holders, how long is the ban going to last, and whether the president even has the constitutional authority to carry it out.
And about a new rescue bill still being finalized in Washington, there's word it will likely include $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, $60 billion for rural and minority-led businesses, $75 billion for hospitals, and $25 billion for COVID testing. Health experts do warn there is not enough widespread testing now, and that could be a factor if the problem persists and the virus rebounds again in the summer or fall. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Governors of both parties say their states lack the supplies needed to conduct wide-scale testing. Maryland's Republican governor just secured kits for 500,000 tests from South Korea. But President Trump said Larry Hogan didn't need to do that.
No, I don't think he needed to go to South Korea. I think he needed to get a little knowledge would have been helpful.
Mr. Trump and his aides claim Hogan was unaware that the federal labs in Maryland would offer assistance. Hogan says he certainly knew of the federal labs in his state, and he adds he's been desperately trying to get their help.
Overseas in London, CBS's Vicky Barker says the pandemic has forced a historic change for the British Parliament.
Because social distancing rules mean British lawmakers will have to sit 6 feet apart.
Only up to 50 will actually physically be in the chamber at any one time.
Journalist Caroline Wheeler says several big screens have been set up so the rest can attend via Zoom. It's the first time in Parliament's 700-year history that lawmakers have been allowed to attend in absentia.
Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 94th birthday today, quietly at Windsor Castle. Because of the pandemic, Germany's famed Oktoberfest has been canceled for the first time since World War II. A Bavarian official says it's too dangerous to hold as long as there is no vaccine. There are questions this morning about the health and well-being of one of the world's unpredictable dictators, North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I'm Alex Jensen in Seoul. The government here has responded to reports that Chairman Kim's in a serious condition by insisting it hasn't picked up on any unusual signs in North Korea. Claims started to emerge that Kim had undergone surgery. The 36-year-old is a known chain smoker with a previous history of health concerns that took him out of the public spotlight for weeks in 2014.
South Korea said today it plans to launch its delayed pro baseball season May 5th with no fans allowed in person. Here in this country, two people have filed suit in Los Angeles asking for hundreds of dollars back for baseball tickets they bought prior to the season, which has yet to begin. The suit names Major League Baseball, all 30 teams, Ticketmaster, StubHub, and others. Well, the virus pandemic has infected the oil industry like few could have imagined a few weeks ago. The price of crude fell below zero for the first time as storage capacity runs close to full with demand so low.
We're actually using about as much gasoline as we used in March 1968.
Industry analyst Tom Closa.
These are unprecedented price moves, but it'll be a long slog back to higher prices, and it'll be bad news for most people in the shale-producing regions of the United States.
At least three people are dead after suspected tornadoes rolled through parts of the Deep South late Sunday and early yesterday. A man in Alabama died when his mobile home flipped over. The other fatalities were in Mississippi and Georgia. One of Broadway's leading men who has recovered from the virus has found a new role to lift spirits every evening in the midst of a pandemic. Here's CBS's Jim Axelrod.
While COVID has turned out the lights on Broadway, it hasn't completely shut things down. Not if you head 50 blocks north to Broadway legend Brian Stokes Mitchell's neighborhood. There, each night, he leans out of his window and belts out one of his best to a mask-wearing, socially distancing audience.
This is my quest.
And New Yorkers are just lucky. He doesn't simply want to say thanks. He wants to sing.
At one healthcare worker and first responder.
Jim Axelrod, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.